Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is recorded in the first epistle of Peter, the fifth chapter, beginning with the sixth verse. Therefore, humble yourselves under God's powerful hand, so that he may lift you up at the appointed time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Have sound judgment. Be alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him by being firm in the faith. You know that the same kinds of sufferings are being laid on your brotherhood all over the world. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself restore, establish, strengthen, and support you. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, and especially our confirmands. Confirmation. The culmination of several years of study of God's word. Confirmation, a preparation to stand up against the onslaughts of the devil. Confirmation, the step that leads to communicant membership of Trinity Lutheran Church. Confirmation, the time to partake of the Lord's Supper for the first time. Well, instruction is over. You have been equipped to face the world armed with the Word of God. So this morning we hear Peter encouraging you, remain firm in the faith. First of all, a quality we don't see too much in the world today, but remain firm in the faith in humility. Therefore, humble yourselves under God's powerful hand so that he may lift you up at the appointed time. God's power, evident a long time ago when he created the world out of nothing. He didn't have machinery. He just said, let there be, and there was. That is the power that he had. Now let's look at man's power for a while. Any of you know some really strong people? When I was out in Minnesota, I really enjoyed wrestling, professional wrestling. I thought it was all very real. And eventually one of the stars was Hulk Hogan. A strong man, right? Where is he now? He's in the grave. What happens to all the strength that we may have, and all of you, I think, have some kind of strength? It only lasts for a time, but then it's gone. And it doesn't work in every area. It only works in certain areas where you may be stronger, not with God. His strength is in everything. And so he says, and Peter says, so trust God more than yourself. Trust God more than the powers of this world. And when you have a chance to be praised inordinately, he says, be humble. Thank them. But don't let it get to your head, because even the good things you do are gifts from God. You didn't do it on your own. He gave you the ability. So give him the credit. Remain firm in the faith, in prayer. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. What is prayer? It's talking to God. Period. It can be 150 words long, or it can be one word long. Thanks. You're talking to God. And what are you talking to him about? Almost anything and everything. Good times, difficult times, times you need help. He says, bring them to me because I care. The work of Jesus, that really shows how much he cares for us, doesn't it? He left heaven, that perfect place, took upon himself the form of a man with all of its weaknesses except sin. Lived a perfect life for a little over 30 years. Died to pay for our sins, a death we deserved. Overcame death and the devil with his resurrection, ascended on high, and now he lives in heaven again, ruling the world in our behalf. He did all of this because he cares. And he says, now when you pray, I'll take your prayers to my Father. I will make sure he hears them, and I will make sure he will answer them. Maybe not always the way you want, but he will answer every one of your prayers because he cares. Remain firm in the faith. Trust him, knowing he is always there to help you. Remain firm in the faith. In vigilance, have sound judgment, be alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Life for a Christian isn't easy. The devil is around. The unbelievers, he lets them alone. He's got them. But we who are children of God, he says, the devil will try his darndest to lead you away from your faith in God. And he is pretty smart. He knows your strengths. He also knows your weaknesses. So Peter says to us, be alert. When temptations come, don't give in. When temptations come, turn to the Lord. Say, help me, Lord, so I don't fall. And keep that devil at bay. You defeated him once and for all when you rose from the grave. And therefore, he says, the Lord says, don't fear him, but be alert so he doesn't lead you away. Because if he does, your future hope for glory in heaven is gone. So trust him to take care of you. Remain firm in the faith, in reliance on God. Resist him by being firm in the faith. You know that the same kinds of sufferings are being laid on your brotherhood all over the world. I've heard so many people tell me, it's so difficult being a Christian today in our country. And that's true. But what is Peter saying here? It's not unusual. It happens all over the world. Wherever there are believers, life is difficult because that devil is out there trying to lead you away. After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace who called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus will himself restore, establish, strengthen, and support you. Remain firm in the faith because God is with you. When we think of God, we think of him helping us in difficult times. And that is important. When times get hard, he says, place yourselves in my hands. I will take care of you. I will lead you to be able to bear whatever happens. And I will bring good results for you. Just trust me. He also says, remember that I'm with you in good times. When people ask me, you've come to a church, And all of a sudden, it's happy. It's positive. And the comment I get is, good job, Pastor. I return, no, good job, Lord. He blesses our work also with goodness. So when good things happen, you say to him, thank you, Lord, for blessing me in this way. We do this on Thanksgiving, right? But every day should be a day of thanksgiving because God's goodness is evident every single day in our lives. He says, I'll give you the strength to stand, even in difficult times. I don't know how many people I've had come to me all the years who have said to me, Pastor, I just can't handle it anymore. What am I going to do? My comment is, trust in the Lord. He says, I will give you the strength to stand. Don't trust in yourself. You're a sinner. You're not perfect. You don't know everything. God does. And he said, I promise to be with you. I promise to give you that strength. So when times are difficult, he says, turn to me. And I am always there for you. And the result for all of this, that we remain firm in the faith, he will take you to heaven. I'm not going to tell you what heaven is like because I don't know. I do know some things. It's perfect. There's no sin. I know who's going to be there. All believers, all the good angels, and God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they'll all be there. I know what won't be there. The devil, his wicked angels, sin, illness. I had one older gentleman comment or kind of laughed at me when I said, when you get to heaven, you're going to sing God's praises and you're going to sing them very well. And he said, I can't sing. How many here today think they can't sing? In heaven, you will. And you will sing perfectly. We won't need Sarah to direct us. We won't need any help. We will sing God's praises over and over and over again. And so he said, to him be the glory and the power forever and ever. In everything you say, think, and do, honor God. When he brings you through difficult times, thank him. When he blesses you with special blessings you never expected, thank him. When you need help, go to him. He says, I will listen. And whenever you do that, you are honoring him. And that's what we should do. You are children of God. You are equipped with God's word. The Holy Spirit is giving you faith. Stand firm in that faith. And the Lord will bless your efforts of service to him with success. Amen.